step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Oh, yeah. Back at it again, my friends. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Bringing you the names you need to know for since 2002. With your host, RIC, in the place to be. That's me, Rick Saratella, telling it like it is when it comes to the NFL draft. Since 2002, this is our 18th draft season, and we are full-fledged 2019 mode. But on July the 11th, there will be the 2018 NFL supplemental draft. And, you know, quite honestly, in the 18 years of covering the NFL draft and the years that they do have the supplemental draft, there's been a few years where, you know, no eligible players, but this is the most talented pool of players in terms of a supplemental draft that I have ever seen. And today we'll be joined by one of those players. He will be Marty Carter, the running back from Grand Valley State University, Division II National Offensive Player of the Year in 2016. Running for 1,908 yards, 20 touchdowns this past season, breaking the Lakers' all-time school record, all-time rushing leader, 3,728. And while a lot of people have been talking about LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers, we're going to be talking about Grand Valley State Laker football with Martavius Carter. The 6 foot, 200-pound running back, and one of the things that we will want to confirm with Marty is his official height and weight, because he did not have a pro day. This whole process happened relatively quick. And I'm just shooting Marty a text to dial in, because this is live radio, baby, and that's what we do, folks. But we'll talk to him about the process. I know, you know, he just participated in the Grand Valley State spring game in April. And now you fast forward here on June the 8th, he's getting ready for the NFL supplemental draft to be held July the 11th at 1 p.m., which is this upcoming Wednesday, I believe. So we'll have our eyes and ears peeled for the updates. Again, a very talented group of prospects for the supplemental draft, and had a chance to break down some of Martavius' film. You know, I think he's a great blend of speed, power, and finesse. You know, and you know, he's a little bit reminiscent in terms of his running style. When I was watching him, you know, I'm sure many of you are familiar with James White of the New England Patriots. His running style kind of reminds me a little bit of him. So with that being said, let's talk to the man himself. He is Martavius Carter, Grand Valley State University running back. He joins us right now on the Pressure Sportswear Hotline. Check out our good friends at Pressure Sportswear. Welcome into the show, Marty. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, you?
Doing great, man. You know, yeah, it's beautiful weather where I'm at here in New Jersey, and, you know, just recently moved to the Jersey Shore. So I'm living the good life, my man, but I want to get to know about the life you're living, because, you know, you declared yourself eligible for the 2018 NFL supplemental draft. And I think, you know, a lot of folks probably want to know why. So let's start there. Take us through the process and your decision making.
The process, the reason why I'm entering the draft is because, you know, I feel short credit-wise in class, but, you know, that was like a minor upset, you know, that made me kind of mad that, you know, I, you know, trying to fill the credit class or whatever, but, you know, that's the only reason why I entered the supplemental draft, because I failed to find them, and it put me a credit underneath. But, you know, I tried to do what I could to get that, you know, credit. I tried to take some summer classes, but they said, you know, it was nothing I can do. So, you know, I just told, you know, my coach that, you know, I'm just going to, you know, enter the draft or whatever, because, you know, I'm not going to wait too long before it's too late, before, you know, I can do anything else. But, you know, that's how it got all started. But that was pretty much it. Other than that, I've still been playing my last year at Grand Valley.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, that's why the NFL supplemental draft is held for players that are, you know, in situations like that. And, you know, you've had to kind of navigate the waters pretty quickly. I think you participated in the team's spring ball game. And then, obviously, you know, here we are a month and a half later getting ready for the supplemental draft. And, you know, I know it was a tight window, so I'm assuming you didn't get a chance to really do any kind of combine style of training or test in terms of measurements or anything of that nature. Were you able to do anything like that at all?
Yeah, I'm training right now. You know, I was able, you know, God was able to help me, you know, lead me to somebody that wanted to help me, you know, give me an agent. Because right now I have an agent and I'm training right now to, you know, for the supplemental draft. But other than that, yeah, everything's really falling into a plan. You know, I trust the process and everything, so I actually feel good about most of it. I'm upset that I can't play my last year at Grand Valley, but, you know, life goes on. So I have to just keep my foot on the gas pedal. You know, I got to do what I got to do to get to that next level. I feel like I can play at that next level, so I just got to go through the process to get to where I need to be.
Absolutely. And you do have a good agent in your corner in D. Todd Williams over there at Premier Athlete Advisors. Now, you say you've been working with the trainer. Are you training in terms of just staying football sharp and doing, you know, football activities, or are you actually doing like 40 style type of training and things of that nature?
Oh, yeah, we're doing 40 style of training. We're doing like the draft trains, you know, stuff that we focusing on that we know that get me like a footstep in the door, you know. But other than that, yeah.
Okay, well, because, you know, I know you weren't able to have an official, you know, quote unquote pro day or private type of workout, from my understanding. So I think, you know, the main reason for this interview is, look, we want to tell your story, get the information out there to the NFL teams. A lot of executives, scouts, coaches, whoever they may be, do listen to the show. So, I mean, what is your official height and weight? And, you know, you said you've been training, doing some 40 times. Have you been registered a 40-yard dash time on the record, or did you want to put that stuff out there?
I haven't did a 40-yard dash yet. I haven't did a time or recorded it yet. We've just been, like, doing, like, starts and, you know, like, the important little things that get me to, you know, whatever time I wanted to run in a 40. But I haven't clocked myself yet or anything like that. I just want to, you know, focus on the little things first. You know, that time will show when it's time to show.
Sure. Well, you haven't had a lot of whole heck of a lot of time. Now, I have you listed here at 6 foot, 200 pounds. Is that accurate?
I'm 5'10", 201.
5'10", 201. Okay, very good. So, Marty, we're talking to Martavius Carter, Grand Valley State University, Lakers all-time leading rusher, 3,728 rushing yards, D2 National Offensive Player of the Year in 2016, rushing for over 1,900 yards. And he's joining us right here, right now, on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We appreciate his time today. Now, Marty, I had a chance to watch some of the film that's floating around online. You know, I was talking before you came on to the show. I think, you know, you have a great blend of speed, power, and finesse. And I say that because, you know, I see elusiveness in the open field. I see your ability to make defenders miss. But I also see you using some of your strength and power, the lower leg strength. You know, you don't go down on first contact. I love the stiff arm that you implement. And, you know, that's kind of what I got from, you know, the small sample size of film that I had a chance to see. But, you know, give me a little self-scouting report. Explain your style of play when, you know, scouts pop in the game film on you. What kind of players should they expect to see?
I think they should expect the same guy, but, you know, just want to develop more of a game. So, you know, every level of football is different. You know, college was a different type of level of football for me. It was way faster than high school. So I'm pretty sure thinking, like, you know, the NFL type of level should be even more faster because, you know, they say everybody's fast in the NFL. So I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. once I get – the game and I develop a game, I feel like I can do that plus more. But
well, like, you know, it's interesting.
If somebody just take a chance on me, I feel like I can show them that I won't let them down. That they'll be taking a good risk on me.
Well, no, it's interesting that you say that because I think, you know, the obvious label, you know, doing this for 18 years, you know, right off the gate, you know, they're going to say D2, well, hey, you know, what's the level of competition? You know, can he handle the speed of the NFL? But, you know, in an interview with your head coach, Matt Mitchell, I actually saw an interview where he said that you guys use GPS trackers. I'm not sure if it's in practice or in games, but he's had you clocked as fast as 22 miles per hour during game speed, you know, with the ball in your hands. I was curious, is that something that he did in practice? Is that something you guys wear during the games? But it's definitely a high top speed mark at 22 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. We wore the catapults, yeah, in practice and games. So it was like he could tell, like, if, you know, you're trying to go hard in practice or if you know, half-assing through practice, and then you turning up and on Saturdays. Like, the catapult was basically for, like, just to see how much, you know, yeah, to really keep up with the speed and, like, see how much you're working, really.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, very good. So, you know, we talked about some of your strengths, and you said you're working with the trainer, you're staying in football shape, doing some football activities. What are some of the things that you're working on staying sharp? What are some of the things that you're working on trying to get better at as you do make this transition to the next level into the NFL?
Just really keeping my explosiveness. You know, the explosiveness is really what's key to me, to be honest, for my game. Like, the speed is what, like, you know, because it's like, if once I see that gap and I can get past the D-line, I feel like I have that second burst of speed to where I can use that to get past the second defenders in the second, in the backfield. But the real thing is to, you know, is to see that hole and just, you know, burst through it, like, just hit it, really.
Yeah, I think, you know, the quickness, the acceleration, the vision shows up on the film. And, you know, the other thing that stands out about your game is really stepping up in big-time situations, coming through in the clutch, and some of your top performances have come in big matchups and playoff games. And, you know, I think even back in 2015, I think you stepped in for as an injury replacement as a starter and had a huge game and haven't looked back since. Do you kind of embrace the big spotlight and step up in big time situations? Do you enjoy, you know, putting the team on your back?
Oh yeah, I love moments like those. Those are the moments I kind of live for because those are the moments that really open up the opportunities for other people. I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm happy that Kurt got hurt or anything. Kurt was my guy, you know. Kurt showed me the ropes because he played just like me. You know, he was fast. He had the agility. He had the moves. And, you know, when he went down, he was just like, people was just like, you know, Marty, you got to step up. You know, like, they was really worried. Like they didn't, you know, think I was going to be able to put up what Kirk did. But I was telling them, like, you know, I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm built for moments like this. Like, these moments is the time where you need to show up and show that you can do it to where you need to get you a spot on this team, you know. Make sure you got a home spot on this team. And I just took that as, you know, well, I need to show what I got, do what I need to do, step up and, you know, show them that you can play running back at Grand Valley State.
And then once you stepped into that starting role, you really became, I wouldn't even say a key figure, really the face of the team, you know, especially as a sophomore, 1,900-plus rushing yards. Really, you know, let's be honest, players looking at you, you know, as a sophomore and even a junior to be a team leader. So talk a little bit about your leadership skills. What kind of leader – ship intangibles do you bring to the table? Are you a vocal leader? Are you a lead by example guy? Will you pull a guy over to the sidelines and, you know, say, hey, you know, shake it off, get your head in the game? Talk a little bit about the leadership skills that you have.
I speak up when it's time to speak up, you know, like you said, you know, get your head up, you know, move on to the next play. But, you know, I really, you know, step up on game days because, you know, in practice, you know, I can help you, but I can't help you as much because I feel like in practice you should want to be out there. It's like you should have the fun and, you know, and the energy to want to be out there and learn and develop and, you know, do football stuff. But when it's time to speak up and be a leader, I speak up, you know, I let it be known and I just, you know, like, try to encourage as much as I could. But I feel like football, you know, it got to be something you want. It can't be just, you know, something you got to hear somebody say to you to get you fired up, to get you, you know, going. But I feel like a captain and a leader is like, I wouldn't say irrelevant, but I would say it's like it's something you need, but you don't really need. It's just like everybody should be on that same point. Like everybody should want it more than the other team, or everybody should want it more than the next person, because you know that next person, if he step up and want it more than you, then you're gonna be the one lost out.
Talking to Martavius Carter here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Grand Valley State University running back eligible for the 2018 supplemental draft. And, you know, Marty, you said something just now that struck a little bit of a chord with me is, you know, football is something that you want. And I think, you know, something that NFL scouts look for is the love and the passion, you know, and how much does a guy love the game of football. So when did you fall in love with the game of football? At what age did you start playing? And, you know, when did you realize that you have a special skill set here where, you know, you might be able to do this professionally for a living?
At the age of six, you know, I started at the age of six, and then, you know, I didn't, you know, start noticing until I was like seven and a half, eight. A lot of my coaches was telling me, like, you have a God's gift talent, you know, like, you got a lot of speed on you, and a lot of people was recognizing me and, like, trying to tell me, like, throughout, like, say my – when I was, like, 9 or 10, I started, like, showing, like, that I was able to play the game of football even more. And people was just saying, like, you know, you can go as far as you want it to go, you know, as long as you keep your mind and your eyes on the prize. Like, just stay hungry and stay humble. But – middle school was really the years that I really noticed, like, yeah, I can really be playing at the next level, because I had got scouted by some AAU football team, and they wanted me to come play for them to win the Super Bowl ring, which we did that same year for the Vipers. And that's when I noticed, like, yeah, I can really be playing at the next level with the big-time guys.
Well, from the Vipers to the Lakers and now on to the next level to be determined. But I see, you know, you're a native of East Chicago, you know, Chicago.
East Chicago.
Yeah. So I mean, tell me a little bit about that, because, you know, I had a chance to be, you know, downtown Chicago for the draft, but, you know, I know Chicago in the news a lot of shootings going on over there. What was it like growing up in Chicago, and what was your experience like as a middle school and high school youth playing in Chicago?
It's growing up in Chicago, it's not really much opportunities. It's a rough environment, but, you know, it taught me a lot of things in life. Life can really be short, and, like, you can really cut yourself short in life with the opportunities you have if you really have, you know, a golden ticket to get away from the hood. But Chicago, living in Chicago really taught me, like, you know, I really had a couple, you know, ups and downs, but them ups and downs taught me a lot of things, and I grew from it, you know? Like, those mess ups can be, you know, showed me that, you know, you can't be doing this type of things in life, you know. If you keep doing that, then, you know, you're going to end up being a statistic. You know, either you're going to be dead or in jail. And, you know, and I got two kids, and, you know, I don't want that. So I really just, you know, focused on, you know, just staying humble and staying, you know, on the right path, you know, because NFL is something I always wanted to do. You know, that's, like, the best job in the world to me. Like, you can, it's nothing better you can ask for than to be playing, you know, the game of football and you know, then just being out there to play against top guys, you know, and then they can show you the ropes, you know, something, you can learn something from everybody, you know, just learn something new.
Absolutely. Right. Talking to Marty Carter, Grand Valley State running back right here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, obviously reading up on you and doing some research, I was a little bit intrigued, man. You know, taking it back on me, you know, I see you're an R&B guy, and you threw out, somebody asked you, you know, who are some of the people you like to listen to, and you threw out Brian McKnight on them. So, you know, are you an old school R&B guy? Because the 90s, we had some good R&B back in the 90s.
Yeah, Brian McKnight was like one of my favorite R&B guys. Yeah, my grandparents, they listened to a lot of R&B, so that's what really put me on. But, you know, like, R&B kind of, you know, mellows me out before a game. You know, that's why I listen to R&B before a game. And then, like, I, you know, listen to some up-to-date hip-hop right before I enter the field, you know, just to get the blood flowing.
Okay. Who are some of the current artists that you're listening to these days?
I listen to D Herbo. You know D Herbo?
I've heard of him, but, you know, I'm getting, now it's my turn to get educated, Marty.
Well, yeah, you know, I listen to G Herbo, a little bit of Lil Uzi Vert, you know.
Okay.
What's his name? Yeah, like Bibby, you know, a little bit of, you know, Chicago, more Chicago rappers now, because I listen to G Herbo, FBG Duck, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, and a little bit of out-of-town rappers, you know.
All right. Cool, man. You know, listen, I'm trying to stay in the loop here and stay on top of things, but, you know, we always got our face in the film over here at the NFL Draft Bible,
yeah.
But, you know, we want to get to know you on and off the field, and, you know, you seem like a good dude, Marty. How about during your free time, you know, when you're not playing football, when you're not practicing or studying game film, what is it that you like to do in your spare time? You have any activities or hobbies that you enjoy?
Yeah, I like to play video games, you know, and spend time with my kids, you know, as much as I could, because, you know, you only get one life, so.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
You know, just really, you know, try to live life to the fullest, you know, because once you don't, you feel like you need, you wish, or you should have or could have did that, and, you know, sometimes you hold that to a grudge, like, I wish I could have did that, and you want to go back, but, you know, you can't rewind life like tape, but that's what I try to live by. Like, I try to live forward and ask myself, what's next? That'd be the question.
No, it's a good mentality to have. It's refreshing to hear. And, you know, just a couple more quick questions here before we wrap it up. You know, looking ahead to next year, you know, your quarterback, Bart Williams, has gotten a couple of looks and some, you know, interest here from scouts heading into the season. What can you tell me about your quarterback, your signal caller, Bart, because there's going to be some eyes on him this upcoming season too, and he's going to have a little bit of a harder job without you in the backfield there.
I feel like he can hold his own. He's a great player. He's a quick learner. He's definitely a smart guy. You know, Bart is a well-played quarterback. You know, I'm gonna miss being behind him. You know, because he used to always tell me, you know, help me on protections. You know, sometimes like when I miss out on a protection, he like point him out, re-ID. You know, like he'll ask you like, you know, if you need anything in the middle of the game, though, like, if you need anything, let me know, tap me, like, Bart, help me out, ID or something, you know, and he'll do it. But other than that, though, I feel like Bart is a great football player. He's a quick developer, you know. All you have to do is just show him what to do, and he'll get it done.
All right, very good. Definitely taking notes there on Bart, and somebody we – our guy Chris Schoenfeld, I think, had a chance to interview him a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to follow up on that. And, you know, the other thing I saw, you did do some kick return duties, I think, back as a freshman. Is that something that you're still comfortable doing, getting back there, returning kicks?
Yeah, for sure. I love kickoff return. You know, Devin Hester was one of my favorites. Kickoff return. There you go. Special teams is like a special privilege.
know? All right, well, listen, we're going to wrap it up, Marty, and, you know, last question here for you. The stage is going to be yours, and, you know, any NFL general manager out there listening right now is going to have to make a decision on you come Wednesday, July 11th, for the upcoming 2018 NFL supplemental draft, something we're looking forward to. But, you know, if that GM or coach is out there listening to the show right now, you know, tell me why they should use a draft pick or selection on you this upcoming Wednesday.
I feel like they should use a pick because it'll be like a great steal, you know. Like, some people don't think I can do it, but I really believe I can do it. Like, I believe if they pick me up and, you know, they show me the ropes, they going to be like, wow, this kid is really, really what he living up to, you know. Like, I feel like if they just give me a chance, you know, let me just show them what I can do and what I can prove, you know, I believe, like, they will be so, like, glad that they took that steal.
All right. Well, listen, Marty, we appreciate the time today, and best of luck on your next destination. We'll see where this journey brings you, but we're looking forward to it, and you know, keep us posted and look forward to chatting with you in the future sometime soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the call too, you know. you know, and if they
Absolutely.
Are listening, you know, I just want them to know, you know, that I won't let them down in any type of way.
All right. Well, they're definitely out there listening, and we go ahead.
I said, but thanks for calling, though.
Yeah, no, that's what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible. You know, we're on top of things, and you know, we've been doing this for a long time now, and that's what we do is bring the stories of the players to the forefront, and you know, not just for the scouts to consume, for the fans to consume. You know, you've been the most decorated player probably that's come through that school, and hey, listen, there's a handful of guys in the NFL playing from Grand Valley State. You're probably the most decorated player in the school's history, so there's a lot of fans out there that want to hear your story and know what's going on too. So hey, we appreciate the time. You've got the digits, Marty. We'll be in touch, and best of luck come Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002, it's what we do. Marty Carter, running back, Grand Valley State University. We'll find out on Wednesday, you know, whether he's selected in the supplemental draft or not. He will be in an NFL training camp, that's for sure. 2016 D2 Player of the Year, Lakers all-time leading rusher, 3,700-plus rushing yards, 36 touchdowns in 36 games. And you heard it here first, a fan of Brian McKnight. That makes two of us on the Pressure Sportswear Hotline here today on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We hope you enjoy our podcasts, and we'll keep them coming, and we'll keep them hitting hard. That's what we do. And that was an enjoyable, another enjoyable interview there with Martavius Carter, Grand Valley State University. If you're just tuning in, if you tuned in halfway through, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or SoundCloud and all of the outlets out there, you know, this interview will be available in its entirety immediately following the show. It takes about 15 minutes to upload, and this will be available to download and listen to. Of course, we'll have it up on the NFLDraftBible.com along with our scouting report on Marty. So we'll be publishing that and sending it out to the teams within the next 24 hours. You won't want to miss that. And keep it locked. It's a can't stop, won't stop situation here at the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by Pressure Sportswear.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.